This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. This presentation is titled Eyelid Problems, Types and Treatment. Our eyelids play both a protective and aesthetic role for our eyes. They lubricate and wash away irritants. They shield eyes from bright lights and allow sleep. They frame the eyes, giving us expression. If eyelids are misshapen, irritated, or infected, vision may be impaired. Common eyelid problems include dermatocolesis, blepharoptosis, entropion, ectropion, skin cancer, eyelid lesions, and blepharitis. Dermatocolesis is defined as droopy or baggy eyelids. This can affect both upper and lower eyelids. It may affect peripheral vision as well as make eyes look and feel tired. It may make wearing eyeglasses difficult if lower lids are significantly affected. Blepharoplasty is the most common treatment for dermatocolesis. This is outpatient surgery performed under local anesthesia. It's designed to correct baggy or sagging eyelid skin, muscle, and fat pockets. It provides functional and cosmetic improvement with minimal risk of serious complications. Blepharoptosis or ptosis is drooping of the upper eyelid, as though there's a shade in your vision. With severe ptosis, the eyelid can fall into your field of vision, impairing peripheral vision. It affects activities such as reading and driving. Ptosis can be congenital, inherited, or acquired. It may involve interference with the nerve supply to the muscle which lifts the eyelid. Some causes are nerve palsy, myasthenia, or Horner's syndrome. Treatment usually involves outpatient surgery. There are several different types of surgery depending upon the strength and function of the levator muscle. That's the muscle which lifts the eyelid. For adults, local anesthesia. For children, general anesthesia. The goals of ptosis surgery include elevating the upper eyelid to restore as normal a field of vision as possible, and attempting to achieve the best possible symmetry with the opposite eyelid. Entropion is a condition where the lower eyelid and lashes turn inward, commonly due to the relaxation of eyelid tissues with gravity and time. The lid and lashes constantly rub against the cornea, causing a foreign body sensation or a constant tearing. This is usually seen in adults, but may occur in children, and it usually resolves itself as children mature. Treatment for entropion usually involves outpatient surgery under local anesthesia. Several surgical techniques are used to tighten and reposition the eyelid. Surgery relieves redness, tearing, and foreign body sensation. Ectropion is an abnormal lower eyelid that turns outward and no longer touches the eye. It's usually due to the relaxation of eyelid tissues with gravity and time. It's most often seen in older patients who develop stretching and weakness of the structures supporting the lower eyelid. Causes of ectropion other than age include trauma, burns, skin cancers, or wound constriction following eyelid or facial surgery. Ectropion may develop following facial nerve palsy, or Bell's palsy, and may be aggravated by constant wiping of the eyelid by a tearing patient, further pulling the eyelid from the eye. Symptoms of ectropion include excessive tearing, crusting of the eyelid, discharge, infection, and impaired vision. The exposed inner lining of the eyelid becomes dry, red, and inflamed, and ultimately, the eye can be damaged. Treatment occasionally involves using artificial tears or lubricant ointment to protect the cornea. If eyelid tissue problems are not addressed, surgery for ectropion may be required. If ectropion is a result of scarring, skin cancer, facial nerve palsy, or other problems, treatment of the underlying condition may be done before or at the same time. Another problem which can affect the eyelids is skin cancer. The most common eyelid skin cancers are basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, malignant melanoma, and sebaceous cell carcinoma. Lesions occur most often on the lower eyelid but may be found anywhere around the eye. Symptoms of lesions include a painless elevation or bump in the eyelid, loss of lashes, bleeding, or crusting of the eyelid margin. Excessive exposure to sunlight is the single most important factor associated with skin cancers on the face, eyelids, and arms. Fair-skinned individuals are affected more often. Eyelid skin cancer may be hereditary. Treatment involves complete removal of the cancer followed by reconstruction of the affected area. The cancer is removed by using frozen section diagnosis or Mohs excisional surgery. This surgery is usually an outpatient procedure under local anesthesia. After surgery, healing may take up to 6 months. Any form of eyelid surgery for skin cancer will leave a scar. Efforts are always made to minimize scarring and maximize cosmetic results. Another problem affecting the eyelids are various types of lesions. One of these types is called a chalazion. It's a painless, slowly enlarging bump on the eyelid formed by inflammation of the meibomian glands. Another type of eyelid lesion is a hordeolum, or sty. This is a localized infection or inflammation of the eyelid margin involving hair follicles of the eyelashes or meibomian glands. Other eyelid lesions are inclusion cysts, which is a proliferation of epidermal cells within a specific skin area, seborrheic keratoses, which are non-cancerous growths of the outer layer of the eyelid skin, papilloma, a non-cancerous wart or tumor on the eyelid skin, dermoid, a non-cancerous cyst on the eyelid skin, and foreign body, an uncharacteristic growth on eyelid skin. Blepharitis is a chronic redness or irritation and flaking of the eyelids. This is a skin problem that leads to lid infection and irritation of the eye. Long-term effects of blepharitis can include thickened lid margins, eyelash loss, entropion, ectropion, and chronic irritation of the eyes. Treatment for blepharitis includes applying warm compresses, cleaning, and applying antibiotic ointment to the eyelids. Botox, or botulinum toxin, is a physician-administered facial treatment that can temporarily reduce moderate to severe frown lines between the eyebrows and around the eyes, sometimes called crow's feet. Two muscles are largely responsible for frown lines between your brows. When those muscles contract, they draw the brows together. As your skin becomes less elastic over time, repeated frowning can result in the moderate to severe lines between your brows. Botox is most commonly used for blepharospasm, or eyelid twitching, hemifacial spasm, which is involuntary muscular contractions on one side of the face, seventh nerve dysfunction, or facial nerve dysfunction, and treatment of facial lines and wrinkles. Botox blocks nerve impulses, which reduces the movement of muscles, and with less movement, the skin in the treated area starts to smooth. Your ophthalmologist will determine where on your face to administer the few tiny injections of Botox. No anesthesia is required, though your ophthalmologist may numb the area with a cold pack or anesthetic cream prior to the injections, and discomfort is minimal and brief. Here are images showing before Botox treatment and after Botox treatment. You can expect to see results within days after treatment. One Botox treatment can provide visible results lasting up to 4 months. If you discontinue Botox treatment, your brows and eyes will eventually return to their pre-treated appearance. You may consider follow-up treatments. Adults with no signs or risk factors for eye disease should get a baseline eye disease screening at age 40, the time when early signs of disease may start to occur. Based on the screening, an ophthalmologist will prescribe the necessary intervals for follow-up exams. People at any age with symptoms of or at risk for eye disease, such as those with a family history of eye disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure, should see an ophthalmologist to determine how frequently their eyes should be examined. This concludes this presentation of the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.